its place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh.
Again.
You see, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
Hey, gruesome doozum!
Gruesome doozum!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
I'm
Now that is a way to wake up.
Ugh.
It's a brand new Converge.
Will I ever wake up?
I can tell you about Pain. Latest single that dropped last week. So we're behind on that one. But let all the scenesters get out of their system and bring it back to the radio.
Yeah.
So good morning. Welcome to Brew Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. Numbers here are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or 781-350-3264. We are here for at least another hour, as we are every Sunday. Fresh off is I'm your host Matt, and fresh off is another legendary karaoke performance.
Extremely
of Danzig's mother.
The people love it. I mean, I have to give it to them every time. There's like a karaoke situation, possibility. Got to lay down the tracks. So people want to hear. Darren Lee, have a good morning.
Bye, Darren Lee.
But it was just so late when I got back. I'm like, oh no, I have to wake up in like 5 hours. Oh, it was awful. But great night. Good to see everybody. Happy 1 millionth birthday to me. I'm 1 million years old. I'm old as the earth. That was a weird bar at the end there that I didn't know that was there. Mm-hmm. That courtyard. Kind of an interesting place that I really liked.
Darren Lee was saying, telling us a story about somebody threw up here one time in the studio.
That is not going to happen today.
Somebody, I'm not saying it's going to happen today, but
that is not going to happen
bar,
today.
That definitely happened at the bar.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I mean, I missed everything.
No, it did. We didn't say it happened, but the aftermath was definitely around.
Wow. We were at a taco place before, and a kid just passed out of the taco place. And he woke up, and it's like, it's cool. It's tight. And everyone was like,
he just no-sold that.
He no-sold passing out. Anyway, it's good to be here. How you doing?
Absolutely. It is good.
I'm feeling a little slow in the mind.
To back. Harder and harder to bounce back.
It is, yeah.
But the show must go on.
It does.
As I say. What do we have this morning? We have a couple new songs. So, a super group that formed years and years ago.
Me and the Gimme Gimmes.
Very close.
Ah.
Almost as good. But Brian Fair from Shadows Fall and a couple of the guys, some ex-Unearth dude who's in Birch Hill Dam currently. And Sorrow Seed called Downpour. They finally released a track they had recorded long time ago, and they've remastered a bunch of stuff and are releasing them one at a time. So a new song from those guys, New Habitagua, nice demo that got released, as well as some other stuff to get to. We're gonna we mentioned last week where you wanted to fight me for saying that. Hey, you want to fight me for a lot of things, a lot of musical takes.
There was a take last night at karaoke that is inappropriate as far as I'm concerned, saying that not only is Rooster overplayed.
I never said Rooster was overplayed.
Well, I'm saying that's a reasonable take. If a human being came up to me and said, hey,
this is the Alice in Chains song, by the way,
Alice in Chains Rooster is overplayed in the radio, I'd be like, fair. But if someone came up to me and said, Alice in Chains Rooster is an objectively bad song, that's crazy talk. That is bonkers, banana, throw you in the loony bin talk. And I won't stand by it. I won't stand for it.
It's not a good song.
It's crazy.
I thought you should have picked a different song off Ride the Lightning last week to play during Metal History. And then proceed to say that the Hatebreed cover of said song is superior.
What an absolute hater.
So, we'll get to that. I just need to,
You're not wrong. But,
maybe we'll finally play a new Merker song
wrong.
That I wanted to play for a long time.
It's a good song.
I've been vetoed.
I'm glad the Merker controversy continues with just internet trolls just torturing that lady. It's a good time. It's fun. It's good for everybody. It's healthy. I think it's healthy to be like so dedicated to a specific concept of a specific genre of music that you like send death threats to someone in Sweden or whatever.
Unbelievable. All right, let's we'll play the No Downpour song, so we have a nice long song to regroup.
It's Beautiful Nothing, not Beautiful Disaster, the classic. The classic jam that everybody loves.
And that you hate, right?
Oh my god, they're the worst.
Alright. Here's New Downpour, Beautiful Nothing on Rural Brunch WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Oh yeah.
All right, that's not going to happen right now because the Daemons are back, apparently.
Do it.
And that's not going to fly.
Nope.
So, do you have it queued up?
I will in a second, apparently. Yep.
All right, now we have the new downpour.
I run the show now.
We'll be right back.
There you go, the latest from Downpour here on Brutal Brunch.
It is brutal.
Thank you for taking that over. Yes, excellent. Metal Sucks posted that, and then like all the smarks were like, "You idiot!"
All the smarks.
They haven't done anything new in 4 years. And it's like Brian Fair himself is like tweeting about this and promoting it.
There
and
it is.
Thanking them like,
damn smarks have worked themselves into a shoot.
Bunch of a holes. Anyway,
don't work yourself into a shoot.
Oh no!
Oh no! Holy moly! I was yelling, "Don't."
This week in metal history.
Oh my
history.
God, this week in metal history, July 30th through August 6th. First of all, most importantly, happy birthday to me. As I said earlier on in the show, I'm 100 years old today. July 31st, 2007, Matt Moore's favorite band, Five Finger Death Punch, releases their debut album, The Way of the Fist. Not great, I guess. I mean, they seem like bad dudes. Like, they seem like rude boys, right?
Moody's in rehab again, the singer. I think we've talked about this every time we bring up Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah,
which
is often.
I always remind everyone that I forgot that he was in Motograder back in the day.
I like this album. I think this is a fine album. I think it's fine. I think this is a good song. This is Death Before Dishonor. It's very, like, you can't see this because I'm on the radio, but I'm puffing my chest out like I'm going to fight you outside of a nightclub. More importantly, August 2nd, 1986, Philadelphia glam metal boys Cinderella released their album Night Songs. Cinderella rules. See, the thing with Cinderella, as it's going to happen later on this list, is like bands from this era, there was so much like everyone looked the same, kind of. Like everyone was like, I'm going to tease my hair up and wear mascara and whatever. But the difference between like Cinderella and what was that band we played last week? Like, a couple weeks ago, where it was like sex crimes or whatever. Like, they're like literally like a parody of themselves. Okay. Whereas like Cinderella, like dressed up like idiots, but like we're like a legitimate like blues, like straight ahead rock and roll band, and I think are very talented. On the opposite end of the spectrum, August 3rd, 1987, Def Leppard releases Hysteria.
Oh, you were ranting about them last week.
I don't like. I think Def Leppard is terrible. That's just a bunch of fart noises. This is "Pour Some Sugar on Me," the song you've heard about 4 billion times, because it's like if you're like creatively bankrupt and you're trying to like come up with any song to score your like we're in the 80s. This is the song. If it's not like Thriller and you're like trying to showcase that you're like in the 80s, you're just playing the song and it's awful. And the thing with Def Leppard is like there's like talent there, like they do a lot of different stuff, but what stinks about Def Leppard is everything is muted. The guitars are muted, the drums are muted, the vocals are muted. It's all very like muted, and it kind of just like it's just there. Like you're not forced to interact with it at all. It doesn't impact the listener. It's just such like elevator music trash. Matt, your thoughts on Def Leppard?
I have no thoughts on Def Leppard.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't get it. Speaking of aliens, Voivod releases The Outer Limits. Canadian thrash metal band. We're talking about aliens. How do you like this?
It's not horrible. It's not how I prefer to get my alien fix, but...
I mean, it's not as aggressively like aliens are coming, aliens are going to get you, which is the kind of the way that I like my alien metal, I guess, to be presented.
Alien core.
Mm-hmm. Let's go for a while so I can load this next thing up. Oh, it's awesome.
Kind of sounds like Helmet.
Yeah, it's all right. Guys are still out there. Like, I think they put out an album like 2 years ago. Canadian thrash metal, Voivod. Voivod? Speaking of thrash metal, August 4th, 89, Testament releases Practice What You Preach. Turning away from their kind of like dark occult theme from like a couple albums before in terms of what they're talking about and getting into just like political themes. Politics and Society. This is obviously the title track. Practice What You Preach. We got to go back now, though. We have to go back. August 3rd, 1979.
AC/DC releases.
Ugh.
AC/DC.
Speaking of trash bands,
releases Highway to Hell. I'm gonna fight you in the studio. Highway to Hell is a great album.
The only good thing ever associated with that band is the movie Maximum Overdrive.
I mean, of the many good things that are associated with AC/DC, Maximum Overdrive is also very good, I think. Is maybe what you're trying to say. This is Night Prowler. This is the last album to feature Bon Scott before he passed away. Vis-a-vis drinking. Don't drink and fall asleep in a car. August 4th. What happened here? Like, none of this loaded the way I wanted. Matt. August 4th, 1975. Richie Blackmore's Rainbow is released with Dio. This is Temple of the King. I'm going to push it forward because it's a lot. As you could imagine. Dio just like telling a tale about wizards and playing in Dungeons and Dragons, how sweet it is. How do you feel about Richie Blackmore's Rainbow? Sometimes it's just called Rainbow, but Richie Blackmore, the guitarist and kind of lead guy, sometimes they'll
say, he's one of those people I know all about and his influence or whatever, but
doesn't do anything
music,
for you?
Nah,
does this do anything for you? Like this kind of stuff? Like this like Dungeons and Dragons stuff?
It's not so much the content, it's more the sound.
So peaceful. Like, I could listen to that, like, all day. I'd be like, oh, yeah. How about this? July 29, 2008. Deathcore.
Here we
Dr.
go.
Dr. Acula release.
Here we go.
Below Me? Get it? Below Me? I kind of like Dr. Acula. They're funny to me. I like this whole girl gimmick. I like sticking random clips from old movies and like TV shows they like.
Ron, I know it sounds harsh, but God does not want her to live.
Perfect.
That is going to do it for this week's Metal History, though, so I was very tired to say when I wrote this. I will not have this as the bed because we are going to do Rainbow as the bed. Thanks, everybody.
All right. And now the week of metal yet to come. Tonight at Royale, you can see Neurosis and Converge with Amenra. Bright Music Hall has Pig, Julian K, and Ghost Feeder. The American Legion Post 28 in Florence has Absolute Suffering, Strength Approach, Vatican Momentum, Before I Had Wings, and Meth Mouth. Tomorrow night at 1, you can see Space Cadaver, Burn Woods, and Ice Tomb. Tuesday at the Middle East, it's GEPH, Lines in the Sky, Soundscape, and Split Halves. Thursday, it's Metal Thursday at Ralph's with Sauron, Lethal Shock, Ekbombs, and High Command. And next Saturday at the Middle East, you can see Resonate, Sacred Lake, Instant Shawarma, The Maxims, Relapse, Ruby Fruit Jungle, and elsewhere. Bright Music Hall is Power Glove, Protean Collective, CD Release Party with Wild Run.
As opposed to a lengthy shawarma, because it takes a long time to make a shawarma, because you have to like stack it, and then you cook it over time, and you rotate it, get the juices going.
That can be your band, lengthy shawarma.
Lengthy shawarma, appropriately made shawarma.
And Midway Cafe has The Modern Voice, Black Helicopter, Wrought Iron Hex, and Scuzzy Yeti. And that's it for the week in metal. Back over to you, fool.
Crank the Rainbow.
Black. Now, we're kind of about to play some more of my aesthetic. Not this.
I mean, this is also my aesthetic, I guess. This week's black metal song of the week is Cradle of Filth. Danny Filth himself has said, well, we were a black metal band, but now we kind of just do whatever I want. I call myself extreme metal. To me, if he's, I mean, he's in the woods, and this is from the new single of the new album called Heartbreak and Seance, with the new video, which includes him dressed like a wizard. So to me, that is black metal. I guess you can do whatever you want. We also, as we were talking about yesterday, the theme song for the Order of the Neo Solar Temple, noting that Danny Filth is the one doing the extremely high vocals and not the lady vocalist. Very impressive. This week's black metal song of the week, Cradle of Filth, Heartbreak and Seance. It's Brutal Brunch.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. There we go. That was a leftover song, a new song from Cortez. That was All Gone Wrong off their recently released The Depths Below. And before that was our black metal song of the week.
So black.
So metal.
Cradle of Filth.
So many wizards, so many swords, so much snow, deer heads.
I did like the snow effects were great.
Very good.
Alright, so before we get to our Melrose Police Blotter, we've warned you, we've told people about the mean streets of Melrose, and people laugh at us.
It's out of control.
But there is an attempted murderer on the loose.
In Melrose. Like, literally, I got a call on from my dad last night street. On my dad's street. And he's like, yeah, there's a guy trying to kill this person, got out of the house. So this guy, like, went in, assaulted two people, stole their car, is now, like, loose. They can't find him. That's it. That's the only, that's the last update. He just flew off into the night.
John C. Ferreira is the dude's name.
There's a picture of him. You know he's a hardo.
54-year-old man with a mohawk.
Because he has a mohawk, and he's 50. So that guy's a nut. In reality, dude, stay away from this person if you see him. Call the actual police. Don't call me and Matt. We're just fans of the police blotter. We actually can't help you. Don't call the station.
Speaking of which, there was another incident in Whole Foods.
Oh my God.
You can turn that off now.
Can I? Actually, Scott Steiner in the studio.
The lights have gone out.
You gotta go to Shoney's.
He has his pipe. Local store owner is here, or local restaurant manager. Police spoke to the owner of a vehicle that had a dog inside, and the windows barely open when it was found in the Whole Foods parking lot around 12:25 p.m.
I do like that. The new thing is, like, you put a sign on your window if you're, like, a weird...
Do not break.
No, it says, like, don't worry. He's inside. He's listening to his favorite music, and the air conditioner's on or whatever.
Just, like, the snake.
Dog. Or snake, yeah. Like, any weird animals. Man, that's awful. Don't leave your dogs in the car. It was super hot yesterday. Take your dog inside the Whole Foods. Whatever. Who cares, right? You just say it's like
I can't get him out of my Whole Foods.
Get him, put him in the Whole Foods. Be a little doggy.
Get it out of here.
Oh, it's a dog.
Someone was reportedly sleeping. This was on Thursday, the July 27th. Someone was reportedly sleeping on a bench at the corner of 6th and East Foster Streets around 12:20 p.m. When police arrived, they learned he was reading his Bible.
Asleep?
No, he was just reading, lounging on the bench, reading his Bible, and somebody thought he was a drifter. Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you're reading. If you're reading, like, laying down. Are you laying down? Like, you know how you read a book and you're, like, a little kid and you're, like,
why can't you just chill? Why can't anyone just chill, though? Like, maybe I'm tired. I want to take a nap. I've been taking a walk.
You're not wrong. I've often napped on the streets.
You know?
Sometimes I just lay down in the gutter and I'm just, like, I'm just going to stay here for a while.
Speaking of dogs, a lot of things happen in the noon o'clock hour.
A lot of good dog stories. I feel like that's when all the old ladies wake up.
At 12:46, police were told of a possible neighborhood dispute on Howard Street. A resident called and said that a package had been delivered to his home the day before, and now it was covered with flies at the front door. The resident took the package around
Danny
the rear.
Danny Filth was there.
He took the package around to the rear of his house and opened it, finding several small bags containing canine fecal matter. Police asked the man if he had a dog. He said yes, but that he always picks up after it.
The dog pooped in the box?
Is a cliffhanger.
Is it like a classic, I was going to set the poop bag on fire and then you stomp it out, Billy Madison style? But then the kids, like, forgot the second part of that joke, which is set the thing on fire?
I have no idea.
Children, that is the second part of that joke, which is a bad joke because you could burn someone's house down.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the safer version of
the joke. But the box is not on fire. I don't know.
No, but if you just put it in an Amazon box.
I don't understand why. There's more of the story because if... You claim a package was delivered, unless he's like, it was a self-own.
I was going
to
say.
But you get a package with bags inside of that box.
I keep delivering poop to myself. Poop.
But then why would they be like, well, do you have a dog?
Well.
And does he poop? But like, why? How does that logic go?
That's what doesn't make any sense. It says a package was delivered, right? Which I think in your mind
He called
says,
and says that a package was delivered.
No, but so meaning he's, you're thinking, oh, he ordered something
right.
on the internet. And then there is a package, and then there's poop in it.
Yeah.
But it could also mean someone just left a package, special delivery.
Right.
It's a box of poop. But then it's like,
why would the poop be in bags?
You know,
like,
it's always...
Why would he go to the... unless he's trying to frame somebody.
It's always the people closest understand. To us. Like, you can't trust your dog. He's probably pooping in a box and leaving it on his owner's doorstep. That's an evil dog.
I believe that's Tommy Callahan once said I could poop on a box and put a guarantee on it.
I could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
And finally, youths on Saturday, July 29th at 12:55 a.m., youths were reportedly driving down Melrose Street in a golf cart taken from the Bellevue Country Club.
I mean, that's just good fun.
That was us, actually.
That was me, actually. Yeah, sorry. By youths, I mean middle-aged guys. 33-year-old Matt Mastromaro somehow stole a golf cart. No, that's hilarious. How do you get it out of there, though? Isn't it all fenced off?
Not really. I mean, there's, like, gates across the roads, but yeah, you can get in there. It's not very difficult.
But it's a private club, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that story more. Because it's a private club. And I like to imagine it was like a real slobs versus snobs scenario happening on the streets of Melrose. They're trying to save the community center.
There you go. There's your police blotter for the week. You had this on your proposed outline last week, but he's already gone. So but if you still want to talk about him.
I mean, I do want to talk about Italian hero Steve John Scaramucci, who was the press secretary for 45 minutes. Seems like an awful person. And what's funny is, like, he literally couldn't stop talking about owning yourself by mailing yourself a box of poop. He literally self-owned himself all the way through his, like, extremely short political career. Starting with, he ran some sort of, like, hedge fund thing. So, of course, unlike the president, he divested himself from his business interest because he was going to be working in politics. You know, he got out of that. So he left his business. His wife, or his second wife, I guess, was pregnant at the time. Wasn't there when the baby was born. He was at the...
Well, they had already split, right?
When the I think they had split, but I like to imagine that somehow all this was caused by... But he seems like... Yeah, it seems like he was just...
I think they got divorced, or they split because he was, like, going all in.
Well, I think they were splitting, and then this probably was like, hey, yo, I'm out of here. But, yeah, while he's at the Boy Scout Jamboree, a child is born, and his wife's like, you have a kid, also I'm leaving you. And, like, and then he gives an interview to that reporter and just, like, is a maniac. Like, he can't stop just, like, being, like, a... like
The one from England?
A sitcom Goomba. Yeah. Like, he just can't stop... like, it's like the people who... The takeaway of Wolf of Wall Street was, like, oh, yeah, those are the good guys. As opposed to, like, those are not the good guys. So, yeah. And then immediately, and he's gone. So, very sad. Italian History Month. Italian Heritage. Very sad. Cell phoned himself all the way to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Great American.
Continues to be, yes, nice.
It's fairly embarrassing.
Source of content for the show.
It is.
Chikarosaurus Rex was yesterday. Speaking of wrestling.
How was that?
Not terrible wrestling that you watch. But Chikarosaurus Rex was pretty... I got sucked back into Chikara immediately.
Yep.
Sidney Bacabella, your boy, was on at the commentation station.
Is he back?
He's just a joy to listen to.
He is a genius.
There was a sarcophagus match. Not the first ever, though. But Ophidian called out Frightmare. Hallow Wicked showed up instead. But then, of course, as Ophidian was close to rolling Hallow Wicked and closing the sarcophagus lid, Frightmare showed up. Ophidian hypnotized him at one point. He uses snake powers and had Frightmare in the sarcophagus, but then Hallow Wicked came too. And, Ophidian wound up in the sarcophagus. And the Whisper was disguised as a druid.
Yep.
Like, you know how the Undertaker has druids? Well, Ophidian had druids with a sarcophagus. Turned out the Whisper was one of them, and he wheeled Ophidian away into a van and drove away with him because he has Ophidian secrets.
Oh, no!
And speaking of secrets, the Whisper has also revealed Missile Assault Man's journal online for all to read.
That's amazing. I do have to actually...
And so they're currently feuding, and they fought yesterday, but the Whisper got himself disqualified on purpose and then later on drove the van away with Ophidian.
That's amazing.
And there's no troll.
I haven't been keeping up with Chikara, but I feel like a couple months, maybe a month ago at this point, Missile Assault Man posted on Twitter something other than Missile Assault Man. He's like, hey, do this. I'm like, what? And like the internet like stopped. I was like, what's going on?
Condren actually, because he responded to something Condren at one point. He says, yeah, You spoke. Speaking of Condren, I'm pretty sure that they kind of rewrote what he was supposed to be doing Whisper. Because Condren was reading from the journal. We saw the unmasking of Missile Assault Man. He was reading from the journal about when he blew up a school bus full of children in Zimbabwe.
With his Nerf missile pack.
There's some interesting things in the journal about Volgar, who is now that old Jupe joint, but good times.
Interesting.
All around. King of Trios coming up in Wolverhampton, England. We can't go.
I was like, oh, that's too far.
Also, Hype Rockwell came back to beat up his good former partner. From NRG.
NRG, who are not like Owen Hart and... what's the other... Who's Owen Hart and the guy with the bird on his shoulder? And what's wrong with me? Coco Beware, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was their team. They were like high excitement or whatever. And they literally were the exact same characters.
And finally, during the Warped Tour, a few bands were driving past a Westboro Baptist Church rally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And got out and posed and... I guess a couple of dudes made out. And so what are your thoughts on this? Because Metal Sucks was down on it, saying, why are you giving these people attention?
When, that's all they want, you know? Like, the best thing to do to those people is just ignore them completely. Like, don't put them on the air. Like, there was this whole, like, genre of, like, morning radio station stuff where, like, Susan Phelps and the other idiots would come on the air. And it would be, like, a contest of, like, how bad can I own these people? You know, like, I'm going to own them so hard. But at the same time, like, you're giving them a platform for their, like, stupid message.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's their thing is, like, just getting out there, fighting with people, like, protesting funerals so that they can get into a fist fight. That's, you know, what they want. And then, like, they'll just sue you. Like, that's their entire, like, method of business. And so, like, they'd be, like, on, like, whatever. I think Fred Tutcher, like, interviewed them one time and was like, I'm going to own you so hard. I'm like, dude, whatever. Like, and it was just like, they went from town to town, just like, I'm getting owned tour. Like, just let them drift away and die over there. Screw them. That's my take. What bands was it?
I can't remember now. But
were they, like,
It wasn't like Municipal Waste doing it.
Was it Municipal Waste?
Speaking of which, my niece now owns that shirt. Amazing. Her friend went to Warped Tour this year.
Your niece is the hardest person.
Well, she's not allowed to wear it in public.
I mean, it's a pretty rough shirt, you know.
There's been an edict. I had said finally, but this is actually finally. Can you feel it? Darnley was talking about the other football, but real football comes back next weekend. We're just going to let this go for a while.
Oh, I'm calling the nerd police. Oh, no, the nerd police are here to arrest nerds for watching European soccer. Wait, so...
It's coming. Fall's coming. It's time for football.
I'll tell you what I do like, and I think I'm...
The most ripped-off chant.
This?
Because Southampton is actually the Saints. And everybody else, they replace Saints with Spurs or Revs or whatever you want to do. Can't do that.
I do like how European soccer stuff... They'll just take, like, American doo-wop songs and make it... Because it's in Tiny Bubbles, like... I only know this because Ricky Hatton used to come out to some soccer song. But it was, like, a classic... Like, Blue... Like, Moon River. Isn't that one?
I don't know what the names of them are, but they do that.
But it's all, like, old doo-wop stuff or, like, old standards somehow that made it to Europe in a soccer chance. Anyway, soccer's terrible. How are they going to do this year? Are they going to win the... Mid-season championship, whatever, the points?
There's no mid-season championship.
Well, what if they get all the points in the first couple games? Of the season all be over?
See, you don't understand. There's no playoffs, but there's so much more to play for.
Well, you got to win every game.
You can win the Premier League. You can come in top four to make it the Champions League.
Yeah, there's beaters. Then you got to catch this golden snitch. And then there's Ron
Weasley. Why would you hate on that? That's... they're having like the world championships right now, I think, for Quidditch.
Of Quidditch?
Yeah. Sunday, it was in the news recently, I'm pretty sure.
I used to see the kids at Harvard playing Quidditch, and I'd be like, ha ha, and then I'd be like, seems kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd be laughing at them, I'm like, I don't know, seems fun.
Alright, I think we might have some time to go head-to-head with Metallica and Hatebreed if you want.
Let's do it, yeah, let's
do
it.
Or we can talk about the band that's going to be doing WWE stuff. Alright.
Code Orange?
Yeah.
That was also...
That's your whole story.
That's the whole story. Code Orange is doing the NXT TakeOver Brooklyn thing. And the takeaway was that every other WWE pay-per-view, I think all WWE pay-per-views, there's like a theory, like a mandate, an edict, that's like you have to have the most butt-rockiest butt rock or preferably white rap. Like, not Eminem. But like all these other,
it's not even just white. It's just all Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, like what the hell? Like anytime I'm like, certainly Machine Gun Kelly's career is over. And then I was watching SmackDown because it was a John Cena versus Nakamura match of a lifetime, amazing.
Nakamura, all I know is that he dropped him on his head and then apologized.
He almost murdered John Cena with a backdrop. That I think Cena was trying to make it look more awesome, and so they both screwed up. And like also like. My girlfriend was watching it, and she's, like, not a wrestling maniac. But if you look at Nakamura standing next to John Cena standing, you're like, these two men are not in the same business. Like, he's, like, a spindly, yep, skinny, fat
being
guy.
All weird.
And John Cena's, like, a brick. And they're like, he can't pick him up. That's not how that works. And then, like, dropped him right in his neck. Anyway, Code Orange is doing the
or Code Orange song for NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 3.
Code Orange, maybe, if you recall, is the band where the woman was smashed in the face.
Yeah, she got wheel kicked. Terrifying. But better music, I guess I would say, right? Than anything else.
Agreed.
Except for that one run where it was just every song off of Sinner was just every pay-per-view. It was just like a different song title from Drowning Pool.
That one of the greatest, unironically, one of the greatest albums of all
That's
time.
That's a great album, yeah. We do the show down here? Because I'm ready.
No. Well, I'm just going to play Hate Breed because it's best.
I mean, fair enough.
The superior version of that song, Hatebreed covering Escape, originally by Metallica off Ride the Lightning.
Disagree. That's my whole take. Wrong. I mean, I like Hatebreed. So
We're looking at the full list. You listen to me first and Gimme Gimme Gimmes, which is a cover band. But that was a cover album by Hatebreed. Yes. They did some pretty tremendous selections.
It's kind of fun to hear that kind of stuff. Because I'll tell you this with the Me First stuff is we were looking for... I had a CD a long time ago that had a lot of like pop punk covers of like classics like Mrs. Robinson and stuff. And I couldn't think of the name of it. So we ended up just like trolling around on Spotify and being like, these are good. It was like a ska version of Under the Sea. I'm like, this is how the song should have been made. Like, this is perfect. The ska version of Under the Sea is probably better than the Hatebreed Metallica song.
Oh, false. All right, we did this just disjointedly, but anyway, here's Code Orange. Had a new album this year. They used to be called Code Orange Kids. Now they're just Code Orange. And this is the best track, in my opinion, IMHO, off their album. You've been listening to Brutal Brunch here, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM. Oh. Streaming live on WMFO.org. This is the new reality, Code Orange.
Get a Gatorade, everybody.